we went up in this great transport plane. There was like the sound of hooves. Everybody ran out of this big hole at the back of the plane. And then I was there moving, strapped, of course, to my instructor. We got to the edge and I remember stepping backward. But of course, they take no notice of that. They just push you forward. And as I fell, thinking, what a mistake. Yeah. This is death.
No.
And then the next minute, thinking, next second, wow, I'm flying. And this lovely man came to me in the air and gave me a kiss in the air.
That's why you're doing it all these
that
times.
That is why I do
You're
it.
Having a thousand kisses when you're up there flying.
Fun we can have. Life can be fun, you know.
Well, obviously, that was your first time and a positive experience. But it hasn't gone totally to plan every time,
oh,
is it?
Oh, no, no, no.
What's the scariest moment you've had?
Oh, well, I remember not long after that in Swansea and pulling my ripcord and my parachute didn't open at all.
Were you on your own?
Yes, on my own. And then at the last second, two parachutes together, so you had to disentangle them. Yes.
So you had to do all of it while you were actually falling
yes,
through the sky.
Yes, that's right. You have to keep them apart. And there are two schools of thought. One is that you cut away the mains, that you've only got one.
Yeah.
And the other is that you keep them apart. So you had to make a decision which to do, and I just kept them apart, landed in rubble. But there's another occasion where I was too late going for my ripcord, and then two came out then, and I landed in a field with bulls.
Wow,
and then the worst time, I think, was when I was in America and I was in Arizona. And when I looked up, my parachute had opened, but it was twisted with so many twists. Now, we're quite used to twists and all you do is kick them out. It's no problem. But there were so many twists that I kicked them and couldn't get them out. And then I remember thinking, I've got to do something. The light was getting brighter. I knew I was getting lower. And I went for my ripcord and they were so twisted that I couldn't pull, And, you know, the interesting thing is I wasn't scared. I remember thinking, this is a door I've been through many times before. And it wasn't as scary, but like, okay, I don't want to go yet. And then finding real strength and managing to open it. And I'll never forget this little yellow little handkerchief opening on in front of me.